You don't have to text me a message. You're sitting right there.
I don't. There you go.
I don't need that kind of input anyway.
Oh, you don't?
So Sue Martin was on the phone with a big client, so she couldn't call in today at 7:30.
You know what? When you're a commodity broker, that's the priority. You got to take care of your customers.
So Kyle Bumstead told me that he starts listening at 3 o'clock in the morning up in Nebraska.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, he gets up earlier than you do. He's your kind of guy.
Yep. He goes, I listen starting at 3 o'clock. I listen all day, and then I listen all day Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
In the barn.
In the barn. Man.
So who says,
what they do, right?
People, yeah. Huh?
Huh?
Who people says, ain't listening to this place.
Ain't nobody listening to that radio station out there. Oh, my gosh.
He goes, what else do you do on the weekend? I said, we have weather and Texas Ranger baseball and music.
Yeah, the weekends are pretty simple. We do replay our ag history and ag law. And we do have a Texas Farm Bureau Roundup show that we play. We tried running a report from somebody in Illinois, but it wasn't consistent, and we just don't have the manpower to edit stuff for other people. So
we don't have time to mess with that kind
of
stuff.
We need it where it's ready to go. I don't have time.
We can do stuff, half, what, ourselves. We don't need somebody else to do that.
We don't have, what we do. We try to make sure everything is right, and we have to do that to our own stuff. We can't do it to other people's stuff.
Max in Vegas sent me an ad for the old auction coming up for All Aces Auctioneers, but there wasn't any audio, so I'll just read a little blurb here.
There wasn't any audio?
He sent it in a text message. I don't know why.
Oh.
Usually he sends it in an email. Anyway, you got a big sale coming up on Saturday, August 22nd for All Aces Auctioneers. Right there at Hale Center, Texas.
Right there at Hale Center.
1996 I-27.
Oh, right on the highway.
Exit 36. Going to have lots of combines, tractors, construction equipment. They'll take consignments until the 20th of August at 5 o'clock. That's a Thursday.
Plenty of time to get your stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
All Aces.
They were on a few months ago advertising another one of their sales down there.
Yeah.
Contact Jason Campbell at 787-9664 or Stetson Lewis. I like that name, Stetson.
Stetson. Yeah. That's a southern name right there.
474-2281. It's live and online, too. You can always check it out at allacesauctioneers.com.
It's nice to have those options, right? If you can't make it, you can at least have access to it that way.
The more the better.
That's right.
No joke of the day.
What happened to the joke of the day?
Well, it's farmer's market day. They're probably busy.
It is, and they start in an hour and 10 minutes, so.
They're probably scrambling around trying to get tomatoes and whatever.
Trying to get stuff out of the garden.
So Odyssey Broadcasting yesterday sold their St. Louis cluster of six stations to Barrett Media for $20 million.
$20 million for six stations.
3.5 mil per station.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Now, Kelly Turner, who is the CEO of Odyssey, said, well, we weren't really looking to sell, but they gave us an offer we couldn't refuse.
Oh, now, you know what? Everything's always for sale. don't deny that. Odyssey's been trying to get out of this for a long time. They're always for sale.
$20 million, not too shabby for a St. Louis market.
It sounds like a fair amount for a market like that.
She said, we're going to throw in some extra reel-to-reel machines and a cart deck.
Hopefully they actually had the revenue to support that price. Who knows?
$20 million divided by 12 months. How much is that a month?
20.
Well, that's what their payment's going to be.
Well, it's going to be more than that because you have to calculate interest.
Well, it says 0% interest.
Oh, really?
For the first 17 days.
$20 million divided by how many years? What are you going to do, a 30-year note?
Probably 100.
So that's $666,000 a year. Divide that by 12.
Probably 50,000 a month.
So that's just $56,000 a month.
That ain't bad.
And that's before you pay your bills or your people.
Well, they'll skip a few payments.
That's a lot
that's
of money.
That's what some people do.
I can't imagine having to do that. That's crazy.
As we said in the business in Amarillo, that's a big nut to crack.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be a lot of holsters.
But 56,000 divided by...
six.
Divided by six stations.
It's only 10 grand a month.
That's 10 grand per station. It's under 10,000. It's about 9,500 per station. Well, that makes it seem more manageable. But still, you got to get 9,500. That's zero for you. That's right. That's your handicap. $9,500.
I think I would go take my coffee break and never come back.
And then everything else pays the bills.
I got to go take a break, and I'll see you next year.
Let me go see what I can
if
think.
If you're still here.
I'm just going to go get in the car and drive.
I would hop in the car and get the hell out of there.
I'm gonna cook at McDonald's. I think that'll be more productive.
Or Taco Bell, where they're in trouble there. So,
oh, my gosh. The truth finally comes out. I thought, oh, Taco Bell's just trying to be proactive. Nope, it was them all along. It was the lettuce that they were getting from some supplier in Mexico, and that's where the explosive diarrhea came from, and if you have it, well, thank them for it.
Don't take Weight Watchers anymore, because you'll lose 20 pounds.
Oh, just go to Taco Hell, and it'll be hell on your stomach.
That's why you don't eat iceberg lettuce. Eat the other stuff.
There's nothing wrong with iceberg lettuce. It could have been romaine. It could have been spinach. It could have been anything. Any kind of leafy green. But it happened to be iceberg lettuce at Taco Bell. So.
Hello to the queue this morning on Radio Hill.
Oh, really?
That's an inside joke.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I wonder if they picked up that tree that fell over.
I'm sure they haven't picked up much of anything. Oh, there's the tree laying down, still there.
So September 30th, guess what that is?
The last day of September.
Yeah, guess what holiday it is?
Oh, September 30th is a holiday? Is it Grandparents' Day?
National Day for Truth and Reconciliation Day.
Reconciliation?
Yep.
Truth and reconciliation. Hmm.
But that's only interesting. That's only in Canada.
Like truth and consequences?
It's like you got to come clean. Come clean on September 30th.
I don't know. I don't know if that's your day. I don't know if you can do that.
No, it would take more than one day.
No, it would take that. I'm not sure you have enough lifetime left for that.
Oh, you're trying to kill me already. It's only Friday.
Well, you know, the numbers keep getting bigger. And
99,000 acres have been burned in Aspen Acres now.
99,000.
820.
Woo! That's 90, a big number.
36% contained.
Head on down to the farmer's market. Starts in an hour. Going to have lots of fresh garden veggies, fresh baked goods, jewelry, all kinds of good things at the farmer's market right here in Dammit, Texas.
30,000 acres burned in another fire at Snyder in Mesa County.
Oh, is that in Colorado?
Yep.
Snyder? I didn't know they had a Snyder there.
Yep. And the Fishick Fire, Rabbit Ears Pass over there by Steamboat Springs, 347 acres burned.
Oh, yeah.
We've been there. Gold Mountain, which is Ouray and Gunnison, 37,000 acres have burned.
You know, I saw a video... I guess it was 2 days ago about Leadville. There, somebody in Leadville was showing, the smoke, and it's out by that lake that's out there. There have already been homes lost, and they just the winds hadn't quite pushed the fire towards Leadville itself, but it's in danger of that. So, not a good situation up there.
The Gold Mountain fire has 11% contained so far.
11, that's not
enough. Out of 37,000 acres.
They need these rains that are down in the valley to head up to the mountains and take care of that.
It's a big mess out there in Ouray and Gunnison.
Oh, it is.
That was started by, I don't know, what was it? Oh, some electric company spark
or something.
I thought
you said it was, faulty equipment yesterday.
Yep. So they only have 11% contained. It could burn till it snows, it says, plus September.
Wow. That's a lot of damage that's going to take a long time to recover from.
So Aspen Acres has burned almost a million acres.
Yep.
Gold Mountain, 37,000, and Ferris Fire, 64,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
They have special deals in Colorado this month only, so
yeah,
head up there and, you know,
get your charred house today. Only $350,000.
I felt pretty good after going to the eye doctor with you yesterday and seeing all the people in that room that were stumbling around.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You know, just typical Todd, you know, just being yourself. We sit down. They have some weird channel on the TV, and you go to this guy, hey, can you turn that off? That's terrible. Nobody wants to hear that. And I'm thinking, oh, great, I get to sit next to that guy in the room.
You can just say, you don't know me. Nobody in there knows who we are.
As soon as they call my name, I bolted. It's like I'm getting out of here.
Well, it was a stupid TV show that was really loud.
And, you know, some people found it funny. They thought it was cute. And that's okay.
Put on the Weather Channel where you can learn something.
Well, I would say your job was just to sit there and be supportive.
He never did change it.
No, and he didn't acknowledge you after that, so.
I said, listen, punk, I've stepped on bugs bigger than you.
You know, they took my blood pressure, and it was, I don't know, 102 over 74, and I said, I'll bet you don't have too many people with that blood pressure around here. I said, I bet you don't see that very often here, and he goes, no, I don't.
Don't see anybody with blood
nobody
pressure.
Nobody has normal blood pressure there.
Ella Langley's racked up 570 million streams in 6 months.
Oh, has she?
Yep.
You know, she is just so talented. Like, her music, every new song that comes out is just as good or better than the last one.
On the radio side, she has landed 1.42 billion audience impressions from the radio from January till July.
And that's from the radio.
That's the radio only.
That's radio only.
1.42 billion people.
That's with a B.
Times two. 2 ears. That's a lot.
I think they just count the ears for each person. They just count that as one. 2 ears equals one. So
Morgan Wallen's I'm the Problem took the most popular album for the first half of this year, though.
You know, his album with all those songs on it, just it was just a force at the beginning of this year. Just on and on and on. And it started last year. He's really talented, too. He's just a mess. He needs to figure it out.
Jews in Texas was played more than anything else other than more than Drake, Taylor Swift, or Bruno Mars put together.
Wow. You know, doesn't that tell you that people in the country, even people who aren't country music fans, were ready for that to come back?
Yep.
They were ready for the hip-hop country to go away and for real country or something similar to real country to come back. And wow, she's just blowing it up.
We were up in Iowa a few weeks ago, and they were playing the crap out of that in Des Moines.
We hear it in Iowa, too. Jews in Texas. People like it
stupid.
Up there, too.
They're a little smarter up there, you know.
Old Haley Witters.
She's taking a couple months off.
She had a baby, and she's a mom, and she's just so excited. I don't know if she's back out on the road yet, but I hope she gets to have time to enjoy her baby and
we saw her at the Sod Poodles game.
Well, not at the game, but at the stadium, yeah.
There wasn't a game going on?
No.
Oh.
It was Easter.
FAA is looking for 4,000 air traffic controllers.
4,000?
They're 4,000 short.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, but we don't want the guys that are smart alecks and aren't paying attention. We don't need these people with ADHD. We got to have these people that know how to get it done.
Big opening in Detroit, if you want to work there.
Oh, really? How many in Detroit?
It doesn't say, just a big...
Do they need 4,000 in just Detroit?
No.
No.
4,000 nationwide.
Wow.
The pay is pretty good, $140,000 a year.
You know, they say that we've had a shortage of air traffic controllers for a really long time. This has been going on for years and years.
The U.S. has allocated $12 million in retention bonuses.
Retention bonuses?
Come on, come back to work tomorrow.
Please come back to work.
I'll give
you
some free food.
We really want you here.
So that's, if you're looking for a job, go take your FAA test or whatever they do.
I'll bet they don't make them pay for the coffee that they have. When I was a teacher... When I was a teacher, if you were a coffee drinker, you had to contribute to the coffee fund. Yeah, the teachers had to pay for the coffee. Yeah. That's another reason why I wouldn't drink
that's
coffee.
Petty.
Well, it is, but you know.
I never had to pay for coffee anywhere I worked.
Remember the place that you worked where they had a K-cup machine and they said it was too expensive so they wouldn't buy the K-cups anymore?
Yeah, so I just used a bunch more coffee on the old Folgers grounded coffee crap.
The old drip coffee.
It's like, well, if you're going to be that way, I'll just dump an extra scoop in there.
I miss the percolators where you could see it, you know, going up in the,
that's
in
my
the
head
little
every
handle
day.
On the lid. The percolator. I miss the percolator.
The percolator in my head popping.
Well, that happens all the time.
The top 10 NFL quarterbacks as ranked by ESPN.
Top 10?
For this fall.
Who's number one?
Josh Allen.
Oh, this is for current quarterbacks?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Josh Allen, number one. Patrick Mahomes, number two.
Ooh.
Matthew Stafford, three.
Really?
Joe Burrow, four.
Hmm.
Lamar Jackson, your buddy, number five.
He's a running back.
No, he's not.
He throws the ball.
No, he throws it once in a while. Number six, Dak Prescott.
Oh, no. How did he even make the list?
Seven, Justin Herbert from the Chargers.
Oh, yes.
Drake May, number eight.
What team is he with? Drake May.
Patriots.
Oh, Drake May.
Yeah, he has a baby face.
Yes.
Baby
yes, he
face
looks like
Drake.
He's 15 years old.
Jared Goff, number nine.
Oh, no.
The only thing worse than Jared Goff is Caleb Williams, number 10.
Oh, my gosh.
SC!
How come Kirk Cousins isn't on that list? Kirk Cousins, everybody loves him.
He retired.
Oh, that's right.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, he's going to be doing commentary on TV.
Baker Mayfield should be on there before
Caleb Williams.
Before Caleb Williams. Baker Mayfield is far and above a better quarterback than Caleb Williams.
From OU to SC to the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears who's moving to Indiana or somewhere.
Where's Tua? How come he's not on the list?
Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't even know. He was with the Dolphins. I don't know where he's at.
He is. Is he in Atlanta?
Fighting
for a starting position?
I think he's with Tampa Bay.
No.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
The
baseball team. We haven't got one text message this week.
Okay. Well,
do I hear
find
two?
Something to be happy and positive about, not to complain about. Tua. Yep, he's with the Atlanta Falcons. He's 28. He was born in 1998. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Tornado warning was issued at midnight last night for Camp Wood west of Leakey, Texas.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Leakey, Texas?
Yep.
Hmm.
Down there by Camp Wood, Happy Hollow, Vanderpool, Stowers. So they're getting all this flooding rain, and then they had a tornado.
So are these the same places that had some flooding in their camps last year? Are
yep.
they having flooding again?
Yep.
Now, are they on the shores of the Guadalupe? What river are they by?
Yeah, they're on the Guadalupe.
Okay, because, yeah, we've seen some really bad stuff on
That's
that.
That's bad 2 years in a row.
Yeah. It's strange. Dr. John said he's had at least 6 inches.
6 inches in the last couple of weeks.
That's a lot of rain.
Here's my joke of the day.
Oh.
The hell with Avon B.
Well, she just ghosted you today. No
my
joke.
Toxic trait. Why are you laughing all the time for?
Your toxic trait.
Huh? Alexa, what's the temperature?
What happened to the guitar?
Alexa, what's the temperature? I can't hear her. What'd she say?
I don't know.
Alexa, volume to 10.
Alexa, what's the weather?
It doesn't say nothing about
she
rain on
she said thunderstorms
weather.
Yesterday, and no. We didn't have any thunderstorms. All we
That's
got was
a
clouds.
Lie.
See,
That's a lie.
It says 66 outside on here. She got it right today.
It's 65 on my thing right there.
Big high five for Alexa.
I forgot she was back there, actually. So my toxic trait.
What is your toxic trait? This should be good.
Throwing things away when I get overstimulated.
When are you not overstimulated?
Well, I really go to town. When I get really out of whack, I really throw stuff
in
the trash.
No, you put everything in a box. There's a box in the lobby with all kinds of car cleaning stuff just piled up on the top. I'm like, what is this? Where did this come from?
Some of it's on my desk.
I like to put things away. I like to put them in the closet. I like to have a cabinet for them. I like everything to be put away. I don't want it in a box piled up like that. It looks like the trash needs to go out. It's terrible.
I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Throwing things away when I get overstimulated. Oh, man, they couldn't have said that any better. So Riley Green said, you know, the reason I'm single is I just haven't had time to mess with women.
Well, you know, I think it was during his interview that he said, with the lifestyle that he lives, it's really difficult to have a relationship.
Yeah.
And we know this. Look at how many country music singers are getting divorced or have had relationships that just don't last. Chase Rice is in the same position. You know, when you put that much effort and energy into your career, you don't really have time left for much of anything else.
He said, I'm not going to meet a girl on Instagram, so there you go.
Oh, somebody's going to slide into his DMs, and they're going to be in love. Oh, it was love at first sight. Oh, my goodness. We're going to get married and have babies.
He said, it's tough to know who you're going to meet for what. If I meet somebody that was like a fan, I'd feel like, well, that'd be tough for me.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of girls throwing themselves at these guys.
Oh, man.
But, you know, how many of them are worth even
He's
talking
boring,
to?
Though.
Riley
really
Green
boring.
Is, all he thinks about is hunting
he makes
turkeys
me look
behind
exciting.
His grandmother's house. He makes who look exciting?
Me.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, he's got a lot of money now and he has a lot of land, so
he does.
You better not go down that road.
But he's staying close to home. He's staying where he's from. He's by his. He's close to his family. And he just... That's who he is. So he's going to have to find somebody that is that kind of a person.
Megan Maroney said he was boring.
Oh, she did? I didn't know she said that.
No, I just made that up.
Okay.
So anyway, if you're looking for a husband with a lot of money, give him a call.
Well, if he's looking for somebody, you might be the one. Look what happened to John Pardee. John Pardee. You know, he and Summer... They were together for quite a while, and I don't know. I just always got the impression that she was like a party
Gold
girl,
digger.
And she was, you know, she was just there for the fun and the attention. And their marriage didn't last very long, but we don't know the whole story. I'm not. I don't want to say it's her fault.
She
I
opened
just,
up Pardee Day dry cleaners.
Now she's got Pardee's daycare at the house.
Yeah.
She wants alimony. She wants child support. You know,
sitting back in the easy chairs, drinking a couple drinks.
5-6 years later, it's like, oh, I'm tired of you. I'm done with you. Goodbye.
He looks like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, he probably is.
So the Paducah Dragons, you know, Wayne was on this morning talking about the old Paducah town.
Oh, you got to talk about Paducah.
Well, they went 8-2 last year in football. That's pretty good.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
I was just looking at some of the old pigskin previews from Pete Christie.
Now, they're six-man, right?
I believe so.
I think they are.
That's pretty cool, though.
That is cool.
They're going for the district title, they said, this year.
Well, I hope they get that. I hope they achieve that. That
you
would be
nice. You
want
to see Jefferson Starship in concert in Gale, Texas?
Is Grace Slick singing?
Yeah. She
really?
Has blonde hair.
No, she has gray hair. She has white hair.
Well, look blonde to me. What do I know?
You know, she would be an interesting person to... I would like to watch that show, at least for a little bit, see her.
She has... this is going to be Saturday, October 3rd at the Coyote Country Store in Gale.
Coyote Country.
Where you get a coupon for some gas and some beef jerky.
Got to have that beef jerky. Got to get your protein.
So that'd be kind of cool to see them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're showing images of some of the smoke that's covering
different
places.
Canada?
They had Martha's Vineyard on there, a couple of other places. Yeah, there's that the smoke from Canada is just covering
Minnesota,
a lot of the Midwest, North and Dakota. The East Coast, the Northern East Coast.
The country's going to Helena Handbasket.
That's right, along with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's going to have coupons for
and their
people
iceberg
with,
lettuce from Mexico.
Tummy aches. Sean Payton's happy that Vance Joseph's not going to leave the team for this year.
Well,
he had some offers.
I'm glad, too, because he's a really good defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he just wants to stay with where he's at and what he's good at.
Yeah, I think he's a good defensive coordinator, but not a good head coach.
I don't think he's got the head coaching stuff.
No. Sometimes you got to be mean.
But he's also with Sean Payton. You know,
the man.
If somebody's going to get them there, it's Sean Payton. Now, if this season doesn't go so well, he might take an offer next time. But we'll see how it goes.
You know, Sean Payton used to scream at Russell Wilson on purpose to see if he could get him riled up. And it never worked.
Russell Wilson just has
Russie.
This, yeah, just laid back, nothing gets him excited demeanor.
He's which, like, I'm out of here. I'm a short timer.
Yeah, well, he didn't want him.
No.
He wasn't happy that he was there, and he got rid of him.
So, former Friendship and Snyder softball coach Robbie Dickinson was inducted into the Texas Girls Coaching Association Hall of Fame last night.
Nice. Good for him. Congratulations.
He won 607 games while coaching at Brownwood and Kahoma, and they won a state title there along with Friendship and Snyder.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
He don't look like he's a day over 50.
Well, that's good news.
See?
Thinking about...
Looking like you've been in the sun.
Oh, he's got that Santa Claus beard. We saw Santa Claus when we were at Chili's the other day in Plainview, remember? He was out
Santa
in the parking
Claus.
Lot. Yeah, he was a little skinny, but he looked like Santa Claus.
I forgot about that one. So the burn ban is still in effect for Castro County.
Burn ban.
For the next 90 days. Don't forget, coming up July 17th, that's today.
That's today!
It's the Cheyenne Frontier Days Rodeo in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, you're kidding. We've always wanted to go to that.
Yep, starts today up there in Cheyenne. Summer rodeo fun, it says.
For 11 years, we have been saying, or for 10 years, we've been saying, we're going to go to that.
We went up there at Christmas and walked around town.
Haven't made it there. Last year, we were there in June.
Which was hotter than crap.
And it wasn't terrible. It wasn't
terrible.
A little
dusty on the old wagon.
Don't forget, today and tomorrow, if you go to the west, it's Friona Cheeseburger Days, and their big cook-off is tomorrow. And if you go east, you get to Tulia and you go to the picnic, Swisher Picnic, something fun anywhere you go, right here in the Panhandle. So you can go to one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Lots of fun stuff going on. Summer is always the best time of year. And then next weekend, of course, it's Heart Days. And in Hereford, they have their big summer bash for the Deaf Smith Community Crisis Center. Vendors, food trucks, family fun, face painting, resource booths, bouncy houses, noon to 5. And, of course, Art Days goes on all night. You know, they always have something going on over there. So there's something to do in every weekend, at least until school starts.
So the Guadalupe River crested over 37 feet, I just saw.
Oh, my gosh. 37 feet?
Which was higher than last July when they had that mess down there.
Wow.
And last year was bad.
Mm.
So, don't want to make it 3 in a row.
I think last year might have come on a little more unexpectedly. I think this year was maybe a little bit of a slower flow, you know, and to get there, it just seemed like last year was more like a tsunami. And this year, you know, just came out
a
of nowhere.
Tsunami?
I mean, it did.
From
it seemed like, you know,
Port
like
Aransas?
Like, it seemed more like a tsunami that just kind of took everything over unexpectedly, and this year it seemed like it was more of a gradual thing.
We talked yesterday about the Cornhuskers and Scott Frost, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I finally got the breakdown. They owe him $2.5 million for each of the seasons for 2025 and 2026 that he was in his contract.
Oh, so they owe him $5 million.
Yep, $5 million.
$5 million.
And they reneged on that deal.
you know, they're always trying to get out of paying.
Maybe I'll call CHS up there in their home office in Nebraska.
I'll bet they can take care of that for
they're
you.
They're the number one co-op in the country.
Oh, are they?
Yep. Worth like billions of dollars.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy 33rd wedding anniversary today to Louise Mandrell.
33 years?
Married to Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
1993. Johnny.
You know,
he looks like a used car salesman.
When you think about someone like her, and there are a lot of country music and artists and other musicians who've been married for long periods of time. One person's going to have to make a lot of sacrifice in order for that to work. And maybe Riley Green just isn't ready to do that.
So the dude, I told you I talked to her in Kansas City.
Yes, you did.
I asked her what her key to success was.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, she said, I'll tell you in about 50 years. I think that time's up.
50 years later, well...
She's little.
I'm pretty sure you weren't 15 when you talked to her, so...
No, I was about 24, I think.
Yeah.
Back a couple months ago.
Just a year or two ago.
Will Ferrell said he makes his kids fly economy on airplanes because he wants to teach them a value of a dollar.
Well, he flies first class?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He goes, they don't need to be doing that. This
you
is
know,
a true story.
You know, when my kids were in high school, there were parents, like, my kids didn't have the nicest phone. They didn't have the latest phone. I had the nice phone. And like Sarah on her basketball team, you know, the other girls had those nice phones, and they're like, and their moms had the crap phones. And I said, that's not how things work around here. I'm not going to do with those people. I said, if you want that phone, then go let that person be your mom. And they just look at me. But, you know, like Will Ferrell said, he wants his kids to learn the value of a dollar. Well, he should probably be sitting in the business class with
him.
He
makes them do economy, and then he takes his private jet.
Oh, he takes his private jet.
We'll see you in a couple hours. I don't know. Alison Krauss is coming to Lubbock.
Oh, is she? Where?
Saturday, September 26th at the DeVette Jones Theater, whatever that is.
What is the DeVette Jones Theater?
I have no idea. Maybe it's Jane Prince Jones Theater.
Well, that's what... I had a feeling that might be part of it.
I think she has some interest in that.
Helen DeVette Jones.
She used to be on KLLL.
Okay, there's a Helen DeVette Jones Sculpture Court and Event Center. And this is...
You should know, you live there.
Where is it? Helen DeVette Jones Auditorium and Sculpture Court. Oh, they have a big dinosaur display there.
That's over there by the Science Center.
This is where the museum is, the Texas Tech Heritage Museum.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Be kind of private.
It must be connected to that somehow.
White House Press Secretary Andrew Powell said yesterday.
Oh, our fave.
Caroline Leavitt is coming back to the briefing room after being gone again for another kid.
Oh, yes. We saw her yesterday on the news.
She had the kid in May.
Oh, really?
It's friggin' July.
It's been 3 months.
That's long enough.
That's a long time.
She's got two kids in like 1.5 years.
I think they've been married longer than that. I don't know.
She's married to some dude that's like 70. And she's in her early 30s.
He's in his 50s, I think.
Well, close enough. Warren Buffet told me yesterday when I was waiting for you in the eye doctor room.
Oh, you got to...
had a press conference with him.
You got to have a meeting with him yesterday.
Financial freedom isn't built by making one big decision. It's built by making hundreds of small, smart decisions over many, many years.
Many. Oh, my gosh. You know, she's only been married since 2025.
That's what I said, to 1 year.
I thought they were married longer than that. So he's the same age as me.
That's ridiculous.
Born the same year, and she is 1 year older than my children.
I thought she was 30.
She's 28.
Oh, my God.
She's
going to
be
worse.
29 this year. Oh, my gosh. Holy cow. Wow.
I'm not quite sure how to cover
And she does have two children.
I told you that.
Man, now, what is he thinking having kids at that age? Oh, my gosh.
I guess he's rich.
He's 32 years her senior.
That sounds like somebody I know in Plainview.
Wow.
Riding a tricycle around.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
But they had a child before they were married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
That sounds really smart, doesn't it?
Zig Ziglar said yesterday, the price of success is much lower than the price of failure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You like that?
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Ziggy. So Riley Green owns 1,780 acres of farmland in Alabama.
1,700?
80 acres.
Holy cow.
That's more than two central New York City Central Parks.
Wow, I didn't realize he had that much acreage. That's a lot.
He goes there on the weekend and runs around. And
well, when he's not out playing music, that's his escape. And if that was his house in the interview, it looks really nice.
Yeah, I think
and
it's,
he acts like a grown man. He doesn't have clothes strewn all over the floor and, you know, dishes all over the counter in the kitchen. He doesn't.
You know, fix my house.
His house looked picked up and put together like a grown man should have in a house. You know,
you don't have
even
bags of trash in the garage.
Just because there's no woman around doesn't mean he doesn't have a clean
I'll
house.
Make no turkey dinner here.
He does have the tub. Now, he may have somebody come in and clean, and if he's smart, he does. But he doesn't have a black bathtub he's bathing in, you know, with black mold and, you know, that kind of stuff.
And plastic silverware?
Well, you know, he might do that. I don't know. You know, that's kind of a thing for people who don't want to have to wash dishes too much. Del Frio
21
River.
21 inches in
Uvalde. 27.45 rainfall Thursday p.m. storm totals. Wow, 20. Man, those are big
numbers.
It's
bad down there.
It is crazy.
Uvalde over 17 inches. I bet
just,
the grapefruit are not
liking
that.
It says Sonora, 2 to 6 inches of rain have accumulated this morning.
Ugh.
Just this Jeez. Morning.
I'm glad we got another internet, two internet services here now.
We
can
do.
Watch TV, too.
We have two internet services. And we found out when we switched to this new internet service how much internet was used by TVs and security cameras.
A lot. Shut off TV. Turn off the lights.
Silence your phone.
Shut off that phone.
Silence your phone. And I also have our phones on the new internet as well.
Well, we had to figure things out, and we finally did.
Mm.
So discipline builds the life motivation promises.
Discipline builds the life that motivation promises. Wow.
Yeah.
That's profound.
I got that from my book.
Do you know what that means?
Not really. Sounded good, though. Like, oh, I'll say that.
That'll impress someone,
yeah.
Even if I don't understand
I don't know
what it means.
About it. Don't ask me. Jimmy Johnson's birthday was yesterday. He turned 83.
You mentioned that yesterday.
1943.
Same age as your dad.
He quit coaching when he was like 60 years old.
Ten years younger than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
So he retired at 60 years old.
60.
He never coached again.
You know, isn't it funny how it's they seem like they're always there, but then they really did retire pretty young.
You know what he said? I was burnt out.
Yeah, well.
He was tired of being the bad guy.
That's what he has said more than
yeah.
once. He was tired of being the bad guy.
He's like, I've had it, and he never went back.
No.
Some people quit for a while.
And he didn't miss it, but he did really well on the sports broadcasting part, you know. He had a good personality to fit in with the other guys and share his ideas and opinions. So.
You know what happened when he was on Fox one time? The Cowboys were getting beat bad at halftime. So whatever the dude is that talks to him, asked him, Jimmy, what would you say to the players at halftime right now? And he's like, I cannot say that on TV.
Unlike Drew Brees, who was kind of flat on TV. He didn't have anything. I was like,
Jeff Bezos has a tip for people that want to make it big in the country.
Oh, Jeff Bezos. Let's hear what he has to say.
Is he from Amazon?
He is Amazon.
Okay.
He started it in his garage. He was selling books.
So did I. I had a radio station in the garage.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Little transistor radio.
Had a little $10 radio. The strongest companies don't focus on beating competitors every day. they focus on becoming impossible for customers to replace.
That has been our motto since we got here. We don't focus on what other people are doing. We just focus on what we're doing.
Well, you do. You don't, but I do.
Well, yes, you are more distracted
by that. A little obsession there.
Obsession is your middle name.
I have to keep up with Carrie Martin, because Carrie Martin listens to everybody.
That's the O in Todd obsession.
It's getting better. Tulia ISD said they're going to pay for everybody's stuff this year.
Yes, they're going to pay for all the basic school supplies for all the students in their district. I think that's cool.
The Tulia School Board approved that this week.
Nothing worse than a student getting dropped off in your classroom and they have nothing. And teachers always have extra supplies, so they always get a new box of crayons and markers and, you know, whatever they need, and then they feel good.
Alexa,
they're happy.
Like rattlesnakes?
Ooh.
Speaking of that, Johnny Taylor, the mayor of Crest, said, "Watch out for rattlesnakes over there."
Yeah, we found a rattlesnake yesterday. Oh my gosh!
In the backyard.
Gosh! I take the dogs out. We on the fourth lap, they go in the backyard to cool off because they're hot. And I go around and I come back around for lap five. Katie's cooled off. She's ready to go. And Kiki's hanging behind, and I know she's up to something. So I'm going back to get Katie, and I hear Kiki, and I hear Katie to start barking. And I turn around, she's barking at something. So I get close enough, I can see a little head sticking up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a rattlesnake. And it's coiled up, and it's rattling, and I guess because I never got that close. And then Kiki goes over there. Well, you know, if Kiki gets bit by that snake, she's not going to make it. And, the snake lunges a little bit, and Kiki backs up. It barely misses her. I don't know how she managed not to get
That's
bit.
That's making me sick.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm trying to get the dogs away from the snake and into the backyard. It took a bit of trying to tell them, no, get over here, you know. And I finally got Katie's collar, and I got Kiki picked up, and you're pulling in, and I'm sending you a voice text that says there is a baby rattlesnake in the yard, and then I'm trying to get the dogs away from it. And you went out there with the hoe, and I get Kiki in the building, and you're like, where is it? And I said, just take Katie out there, she'll show you where it is. And you couldn't find it, and and finally you let her go out there, and she showed you right where, and it was still coiled up right where it was in the same spot.
There's nothing better than a dull hoe.
Yeah, nothing. You need to sharpen that thing or something. I don't know,
need to get my Ralph Whalen file.
You need a longer hoe to and chopped it up and put the head and buried it in something, and I don't know. That was
so this rattlesnake and Crest was in somebody's garage.
Yeah. And I walked around the property four times, never saw that snake.
Yeah, what was going on there?
But it wasn't on my path. It was further in the middle, heading towards the middle where the grass is in the middle.
That's why we try to keep things mowed pretty short.
Yes. Yes, we do. It wasn't a big snake either.
Kind of a medium size.
Yeah.
So it just stood there when I was sat there, and I smacked it a couple times and with my powerful bicep.
Katie's really funny. Even after it was dead, she doesn't get close enough to it to touch it, and you can tell she's very nervous and anxious around it, and she's scared of it. Even if there's a snake skin laying in the field and she sees it, she acts like that. She's
smart.
Trying to jump and get away from it.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I jumped around and I walked up to it and smacked it once, which took care of that problem. Then I kind of smacked it again just for extra calories.
Lita Dodd told us when we first came out here, she said, oh, you know, when we were walking around the property when we first started doing that, she said, oh, if you take the dogs, they'll let you know where the snakes are. Well, there you go. That was the first time we needed the dogs to show us where the snakes were, and they were right.
Chris Jenner's mom passed away yesterday at 91, MJ.
MJ died, yeah.
91. She did pretty good, though.
She did really good for, and she's been on that their show on and off here and there.
She was funny.
Yeah.
Some dude broke into the NBC studios yesterday and tried to chase down Al Roker.
What?
I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man accused of breaking into the Today studio at NBC looking for Al Roker and confronted Craig Melvin with some naughty words.
Oh, was he like a obsessive fan or something? A stalker? How strange.
It's like, how do you get through there? Because they have security there.
Yeah, I can't believe that he got in, that he got past security at the bottom of the building.
Mm-hmm. He's looking for Big
at
Al.
Rockefeller Center.
Yeah,
right there.
You probably walked by there.
I have walked by the building. I've never been inside.
Is it nice looking?
It looks nice from the outside.
Looks like they got a couple bucks.
They have an ice skating rink at the bottom of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think it's open in the summer, but you know. They might have tables there. I don't know. They might have tables with umbrellas in the summer for people to sit. I don't know.
Avon B. said, no joke today. I'm pretty busy. Okay.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, we're done now. It doesn't matter.
You know? Don't forget to head down to the farmer's market. Starts in 28 minutes, 9 to 1 today. Head on over to the coffee shop. They have a really good lunch set up for everybody today. What is it? I forgot what it was. It looked really good.
It was what do they call that thing? Sloppy Joe's?
Mexican enchilada casserole today with rice and salad. Now that's yum yum. And they do have burritos in the morning. So, you know, if you go early enough, I guess, you can probably get a burrito. And then you can have lunch starting at 11 and, you know, go to the farmer's market, hang out at the coffee shop. It's a great way to support the community. And the local vendors and the local businesses. That's the way we want to do it in the small towns. Everybody have a great day and have a great weekend. Shout out to Nebraska.
Yeah, Kyle listens up there.
Oh, Kyle's listening. Yay.
Up there in Nebraska.
We like to have listeners outside of town.
Yeah. Outside of state.
Okay. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend. Stay tuned to KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM, all day, every day, and over the weekend before your Texas Rangers baseball starts up again tonight. And, of course, we have markets at the top of the hour from 9 till 2, and then the closing markets at 3:30. We have your ag news, weather, reports, and the best country music around right here in Dimmitt, Texas. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend, and we will be back next week.